Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLS consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, I couldn't wait for the intro to finish. Football back, man. We back. Finally, I feel like The Rock right now. Finally, the Cavaliers are back on the grass. So we here, man. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amaya Hawkins. Appreciate all the sponsors, man. Abram Insurance. Go to Abram Insurance for all your insurance needs. Home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Able. Go to AbramInsurance.net, man. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. They definitely take care of you. You heard Alcova Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, you're looking at a home, you're looking to get a loan, go to the great people at Alcova Mortgage, man. Check them out. Also, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live and game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Again, the promo code is BELIEVE50, BLEAV50. Go ahead and head to BetOnline today. So, dang, sorry about that. So, man, this episode, I ain't, look, 30 minutes or less, okay? I just want to welcome everybody back, okay? We back. Springtime. Ball Hawk. We back to talking UVA sports. If you are you a daily listener, you know, I've been on the spaces. We've been talking about any and everything. I'm not trying to talk about Lamar Jackson. I know free agency be going down today. Jimmy G signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. And Waller said, let me get the heck up out of here and trade me to the Giants. And then, you know, so I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the, well, I guess I just talked about it, huh? My bad, Petty Hawk. Thank you for not saying that. Oh, you know I was about to say something. We talk about the who's today, man. You need to get all your energy. Like, it's been a long time, man. You need to get on it. You need to get back to it. We might need a daily, weekly Wahoo podcast episode from now until the season start, okay? You need to get on the ball because the Wahoo fans looking for you. And you ain't do no basketball stuff this year. It's about to be March Madness. Yeah, speaking of March Madness, man, hopefully y'all filling out y'all your brackets. I see and they picking Furman to delete to I said delete to defeat the Wahoos. Hey, man, Coach Bennett, Kihei, my guy, Kihei the GOAT Clark, one of the GOATs. Do what you do, Reese Beekman, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So the Wahoos stepped back on the field for the first time since the tragic death of 115-41. That's Lavelle Davis, Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry. Salute to my young Kings. But this is the first time we practiced since that tragedy in November. Never be forgotten, always remembered. And They got a brave soldier that's on the field with them right now, and that's full go. And Iron Mike. Iron Mike Hollins, man. He healed like Wolverine. He out there. One thing I will say, that honoring their brothers would definitely fuel them. And a lot of times when you honor somebody, it only lasts for so long, like you get like the first quarter or the first game. But you can never forget them, because one of your brothers was wounded and he's on the field every single day in Mike Hollins. Like if you doing the workouts or doing practice, like if you feel like you're going to loaf or you're going to get tired and you see seven, your hind pots better get a second win. You better get a second win. Ain't no way in the world you could try to cut corners and loaf in seven out there. What? Let me tell you something, Jack. You better work. Because what he went through, he's showing you football is life. Like, football is life to a lot of us. A lot of guys, you know, football is not life. And that's not a bad thing, right? Because football, as much as it consumed us for 10, 20 years, you know, like, guys start playing football like 5 or 6 years old and they get to college. And once you finish college, you know, like 21, it's like 16 years, 20, you know, 15 years. But then if you play professional, you're like 2, 3 years or 5 years, that's 20 years, that's 2 decades that football consumed your life. But, hey, you still got a long life ahead of you. You're only in your 20s. Even if you retire in your 30s, still got at least 30 more years to live. Everybody can't be Tom Brady over 40 and sitting on millions and millions of dollars. But even he still got a long life to live, because they just threw money at him to be a broadcast. Okay, let's get back to UVA, my bad. But it was good to see the young man back on the field this first day of spring practice. Yeah, man. It was scripted. The guys look crisp. But let's get into what everybody's looking, you know, like the headlines or not the headlines or what to look for this spring. I want to discuss a couple of things. First of all, we know the quarterback position, right? Like Brendan Armstrong, salute to BA. He transferred to NC State. So everybody's like paying attention to the quarterback. Everybody wants to see Tony Musket, who transferred here for Mama. And then we know Jay Woolfolk, who was at practice today, a reliever for the baseball team, high level pitcher. So, you know, that competition is there. Then you got Jared Raymond, who showed last spring he can make plays. I'm forgetting my other the other quarterbacks. What's the fast kid? God dang it. I'm having a brain fart right here live on air, and I'm not talking about him. He just raced DeMeek. You know what, man? Petty Hawk, you suck. You just distracted me, and I just forgot his name. Just like that. But y'all know who I'm talking about. The two young quarterbacks. Okay? All right? And when that name come to me, then I'll say it. But right now, the name's just not coming to me. I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, just the quarterback situation. I can't believe... Thank Ball Hawk. Think of their names. Scream into the stereo or to your phone or to your headsets the names. Delaney. Okay. Delaney and man, let me pull up the Dagon roster. And Davis. Lane Davis. Yeah, okay. Okay. Hey, my bad, fellas. No disrespect. Davis Lane Jr. Hey, and Delaney. Yo, Delaney, man, I thought you was going to beat DeMeek, man. I don't know. You know, I know, you know, you state champion in the hurdles and stuff, but DeMeek is different. So I don't think nothing less of you, man, for losing it. I really don't. Yo, where are you at on the roster? Did you change your number? Yeah, okay, there we go. There go Delaney right there. Yeah, Delaney, man. DeMeek smoked you, dog. I know. My bad. And Demeek, don't hold it against me, dog. I know. I picked Delaney. He was fresh out of high school. You know what I'm saying? He was a hurdler champ. I thought he would get you. But you special, man. Anyway, so the quarterback position this fall. So here's the thing with the quarterback position that you got to keep your eye on. So with Jay trying to shuffle and do both baseball and football, I'm trying to figure out, is he really going to be behind coming out in the spring? Like, let's keep it real right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep it real with you. Jay's been here in the system for a full year, right? You were looking at ways to get him on the football field last year. You were trying to use it as a punt returner. You put him in on different packages to give him the ball. He came in versus Illinois. He looked good. We know he plays baseball. You want to be fair, right? If Musket come in this thing and light it up, is Jay going to be the starter? Is he going to have to play catch up? Because Tony looked like he bought that business. And Jared won no slouch last year. Like I say, he had a good spring last year. To me. But something about Musket, man. You know what I'm saying? You load up that old gun. That old gun is reliable. Pow! It's fire. Like, it's just a joke playing on his last name. But watching, like, I don't watch a lot of his film, man. He's very capable. Now, he got to get used to being under center more compared to where he came from in this pro-style offense that's you know, predicated around timing. So it's going to be interesting to see, because when Jay comes to practice, like, is he going to try to save his arm for baseball? Because right now, man, this baseball team rolling. And I know he on football scholarship. That's another thing. Back in my day, like when I was running track, when football said we starting and won't no doing both no more, it was like, you come into football. Football pay your tuition. Okay. That money was allocated from football. I don't know if they're going to try to pull that rank on Jay, respectfully, because, I mean, Jay better at baseball than I was when I ran track here. I mean, let's not do that, okay? I'm not disrespecting Jay. Jay is that much better in baseball than I was at track here. Like, he's very, very, very good. Like, he could just say, I don't want to play football no more and make it in baseball. Facts. So, I believe Tony... Well, I ain't even gonna say that because that's disrespectful to Jared. I just ain't gonna give it to Tony who would transfer. Like, Jay Raymond gonna be like, hey, dog, don't disrespect me like that. Or even Davis Lane, like, hey, dog, I'm fast too. I could play quarterback. So that's where we at. It's an open competition. Last year we knew Brendan was the starter. This year, you don't know who started. You assume that Jay would be the starter, but with him balancing football and baseball, then you assume he ain't gonna be the clear-cut starter. You assume that the transfer will be the starter. But we know all the quarterbacks that Musket is competing with had a year in this system. Last year was really open competition, even though Brendan was the favorite because he was Brendan Armstrong. Everybody was learning a new system. This year, it should be better as far as processing information because all you're doing is fine-tuning everything from last year. You got the old system out your system. The air raid is gone. Brendan gone. Air raid is gone. I know Jay, but Jay was still young. You could be more impressionable with a young guy to get that old system out of your system. I will say this. This is a good thing, though, and not to disrespect guys who transfer. Salute to them. I'll be cheering for y'all. Y'all know me. Once a who, always a who. No matter where you go. You go to UNC like Noah, I'll still cheer for you. I ain't like that. Now, the fans, they may not like you. So, like, Brendan, you going to get a mulligan because the Carolina team say state. If you went to UNC, which they already got one of the best quarterbacks, so you wouldn't have went to UNC. But just hypothetically, if Brendan Armstrong would have went to UNC, would folks really hate him like they hated Noah? I just throw that out there. I'm being petty. But with guys transferring, I will say this. The outlook on this spring, to me, is a whole lot better. More importantly, because Tony Elliott has a quote to me that hit home and showed me that he reevaluated himself and realized, like, it started with me. The failing season started with me. My man Preston Willett on Twitter shared this quote from Coach Tony Elliott. He said, "You've been at the mountaintop but forgot about the journey." UVA head coach Tony Elliott says he was overzealous in his first season, trying too quickly to build the long-term vision. I applaud you, Coach. Let me get a round of applause for Coach for accountability. That's all we want. Because, look, the coach that preceded you, my man Bronco, said the same exact thing after his first year. Let me tell you something. It looked good from the outside looking in when it comes to UVA football or UVA sports. This is a different place when it comes to sports to try to be consistently successful. Oh, it's different. It's different because we different. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. We different here. So when you're on the outside, they're going, I could go in there. You know what I'm saying? They got this, they got that. Okay. Come in here with what you did at BYU or come in here what you did at Clemson. Mm-mm. This is Charlottesville, Virginia. The University of Virginia is different. And it's going to slap you in your face like Will Smith did Chris Rock. Pow! Keep your old school name out your mouth. Okay? So last year when Coach came in and kept saying that Clemson is and that Clemson that and Clemson is and Clemson, hey, man, that's a different orange. And we ain't got no bowling knowledge. So you might want to pump your brakes and take it day by day and week by week. Take it game by game and let me see where we go from here. So salute to Coach Elliott, man. Accountability. We could work with that. We all appreciate somebody that admit when they're wrong. It's just when folks don't want to accept your admission to being wrong. That's why people don't apologize. Because somebody could be like, yeah, I was wrong right here. I know you was wrong. I could have told you that. Like, God dang, never mind then. I ain't gonna apologize no more. So, salute to Coach Elliott, man. You feel me? Salute to him. Two new additions to the coaching staff. You know, with the departure of Coach 2J and Coach Higgins. We got Coach Heffernan from Stanford, and then we elevated Coach Mims to the receivers coach. You know, I will say this. So since we're talking about receivers last year, we had a rough year with drops and things of that nature. A lot of expectations were placed on the receivers. Coming to this year, there ain't no expectations. Sometimes some people perform better, play better when there's no expectation. When it comes to our offense this year, there is no expectations. Hell, when it comes to receivers, everybody like, who playing receiver? You got Wicks in the draft. Billy Kent went to Nebraska. KT, he was done. You know, he had no more eligibility left, which is odd these days because everybody got eligibility left. No matter how long they've been in school. But we got a transfer, Malik Washington for Northwestern. We're going to be counting on him. You know, similar size to Billy. He weighs a little bit more than Billy, but 5'9", 190, probably be operating out the slot. We got the fastest man in the world and Demeek out on the outside. We got to find a way to get Demeek the damn ball. Malachi, when he came back from his broken bone in his foot, he's just a stud. Malachi should open all vehicles from here in Charlottesville. If you will go to these surrounding schools, Malachi Field is going to show that you might need to go get kids in your backyard. He come right here from Monticello High School, was a hell of a quarterback, and did everything in track and field. He was a damn heptathlon, decathlon, all of them. He did everything. But when it comes to wide receiver position, everybody going to like, who's going to step up? JR looked good when he came in late and started getting time. My Twitter should be healthy, so I'm anxious to see how he look. Ethan Davies came out and had a hell of a spring last year. That's when he came out on the map. So it's capable guys, bro. Got capable guys that receive, but the thing is, there is no expectations. There aren't no expectations. Everybody looking at y'all like, well, we'll see. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Oh, we'll see. We'll see how they do. Sack of Woods had a hell of a spring last year. Y'all remember Sack of Wood last year, last spring? Jumped out there. Sack of Wood got his chance. Got busy. Offensive line. Hey, everybody, we pay attention to y'all. But yeah, Dakota come back healthy. You got Dylan Tennyson, who I feel like had a good spring last year. You got some capable guys on the outside. You really do. My man Grant at tight end still here. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody still got eligibility. Aaron Famui still here. Still got. Now, one position, one group that everybody going to be looking at as the group is going to be that defensive line. Goodness gracious. Chico back. Aaron back. The juggernaut in the middle, he back. And then what's my guy name that transferred here last year? Cam Butler back. Goodness gracious. Cam is a beast. Shout out to Cam, man. Shout out to you. Akir's back. PK. AK. All the K's. Yeah, that defensive line going to be nice. DBs, safeties, you're going to be nice. Corners, hey, you better make your name this spring, players. Everybody going to be looking at the corner position. I know I am. Both corners were all ACC last year. They gone. Gucci man, getting ready for the draft. And then Fentrell went to FSU. We had a corner transfer in. Simpkins transfer. Did Simpkins transfer here last year? No, Simpkins was already here. I like Simpkins last year and last spring. So, Elijah Gaines still here. Let's go, Elijah. This your time. But Tavon Cowell from Iowa State, you know, he going to be looked upon to be a guy that, you know, on paper start day one. I mean, you still got to get out there and perform, but transferring in, everybody going to be like, oh, he one of the starters. But what about the dudes that's been here? That play corner. Got Micah Gaffney here, Ant Fisher here. Like, them dudes ain't going to just let that dude start. No, sir. Not on my watch, coach. He got to come take this from us. So it's going to be a competition. Shout out to Will Betteridge, man, taking the Sean Perry's number, man. Salute to you, bro. That's a great move, man. That's a great honor. Salute to you, man. Salute to you. But yeah, man, spring is here. Running backs, I think we good at running back too. We got a running back to transfer from Clemson too, right? Yeah. Yeah, that running back room getting real. Kobe Pace, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm paying attention to that running back room, man. I'm not lying to you. I'm paying attention to that running back room. Ooh, somebody. Hey, let me tell you what, boy. Because Paris, yeah, you're going to have to work. Cody done had a year. You know, Cody, he started getting carries late in the year. You know, like, the talent in there. Because we know X-Man was explosive last year. So, but yeah, this is my opinion, man. This year, with the schedule going to Tennessee that first game, I really feel like cohesively the team is going to be better overall just because the old mindset is gone. Usually when a new coach come in, you still harboring on the old mantras, the old teachings, the old way of seeing the game from the previous regime, no matter what. And then at the conclusion of that year, guys start to depart, and then the guys who do return, the buy-in is there because they're here. With the transfer portal, how it is, if guys didn't transfer, they're letting you know, I'm here. I believe in what coach, in coach's vision and his teachings and what this program can do for me. So it's going to be a lot more buy-in and a lot more selling out. The body language should look a whole lot better this year because both sides have learned each other. Like, coaches learning how to really reach the guys that are remaining. Like, when somebody transfers, not a bad thing. Like, I like how Coach Bronco used to approach guys who transfer. Like, look, I'm going to help you get to the best destination that you want to get to. I'm not going to, like, just throw salt in the game. Because how the universe work, it will help. It will repay the both of us because we're going about it accurately. We're going about it the right way. It's not just deceitfulness or anger or ill will. But I will say this spring will probably be a lot better than last spring. One, because it's reviewing versus learning for a lot of the guys. Majority of the guys are reviewing. The transfers, they're learning on the fly. The guys from last year's team, they're reviewing. So spring practices will look and be executed a lot better because even the coaching staff learn from each other, how to work with each other, how to talk with each other, what to expect from each other. And when we get into the season, I just feel like guys will actually compete that much better. Like, we all know, you can have a talented team, but is the cohesiveness there? Is the belief there? Last year, I really felt like offensively, as much talent as we had, the belief wasn't there. I don't think guys truly believed in the scheme because they had so much success in a different scheme. Now you're working from ground zero. Everybody buying into this scheme because this is the scheme they know. Like, if we look at on offense, like, is there any skilled players that's playing right now that was successful in Coach Anaya's scheme at a high level? Like, I mean, they may have spot duty, but were you the guy and being successful? Like, that's the thing. Like, they don't know what a successful system is because they didn't really play. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like guys are really going to sell out for it. And I'm not saying guys that were here last year didn't sell out for it. But look, man, if I was successful in one scheme and another scheme come in and it's a struggle, I'm human. I'm a harp. I'm like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? I was balling in this scheme and it got me doing it. Like, you always got a crutch. You always got an excuse. Just like if my shoes was feeling good because I'm a runner and all of a sudden Brooks give us different shoes to run in and now all of a sudden my miles, my time for my mile, my splits decreasing. First thing I'm going to say is they gave me these whack ass shoes. Man, Brooks needed to give me the shoes I had the last time because I was floating in them. But these shoes got me, I can't hit my splits no more. That's what I mean in the correlation. Sorry for cussing too. You know, even though they say ASS everywhere, I don't like to curse on this platform. But I feel like it'll be buying in. Like, defensively, they were trash can shoes. They had to buy in. Like, once Coach Rudd got here, like, how you not going to listen to Coach Rudd? Did you not see yourself the last 2 years? You was trash. Respectfully, shout out to y'all, but y'all was trash can juice, so you had to buy in. Offensively, it was the other way around. It was like, why are we changing? Everybody can't run the air raid. That's why I'm changing. To folks who still think it's so simple to just say, hey, take what they did last year, just run that. Like, Coach Tanaka, give me his playbook right now, right? When it comes down to situational football, that's his system. He knows, he mastered. He can boom. Well, let me take that back because y'all going to joke me because Coach still threw to a lineman versus Virginia Tech. So, but you get what I'm saying. Like, Coach Kitchen wouldn't just be like, all right, it's third and blah, blah, blah. What play should I run? Because this, like you play video games. If you're playing Madden, if you don't know the playbook, you just searching for plays. Like, oh, what play am I running? But once you master that playbook in Madden, you know, right, boom, I'm going to this. Where my money play at out of this formation? Oh, you give me this? I'm going to go four wide. I'm going to do this. You get your playbook. So that's how it is. I get mad if somebody say, oh, we're going to use a random playbook. Well, shit, I don't know what to run. Let me see if they got this play. All right, man, that's 30 minutes. But yeah, man, I'll be back to do another podcast as I keep reviewing more and more practice. I ain't going to be able to disclose everything I see in practice, but I'll give you a gist of what I see in practice. But I will be, you know, looking at the offensive line, of course, looking at the corners, seeing how the receivers perform, seeing how the quarterbacks. And speaking of quarterbacks, Petty Hawk, didn't you say you had something to say to my friend Brendan Armstrong? Yeah, I got something to say to Brendan Armstrong. Hey, B.A., you Ball Hawk friend, you Petty Hawk friend too, but we got Abe. You told A.B.A., hey, man, I saw it. You got the game circled? Hey, come on, man. Why you got this game circled, man? Come on, man. You threw the pick 12, man. I know they booed you, man. We ain't like, hey, Ball Hawk had your back. Why you got us circled? We ain't do nothing to you. Why you got us circled? Look, man, we want you to throw for 500 yards a game, but not against us. Okay, don't circle out. What you got a circle at? I'm going to erase it. Don't be coming in here talking about, I got the game circle. What we do to you? We ain't do nothing to you. Come in, circle the game. We going to circle the wagons. How about that? We going to sack you a lot. How about that? Hey, yo, we ain't even had more than one spring practice, and you already talking about we gonna sack Brendan Armstrong a lot. Yeah, because Coach Anat is gonna throw the ball. Coach Anat, when you get up here with BA, throw it to the tight end once. All right, man, that's enough. We not doing that. So look, that's all I got for y'all, man. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast right here on Believe. If you haven't already, check out older episodes, man. That's non UVA related. Just a heads up, it's uncut, so it's a lot of cursing. It's from my Twitter spaces that I usually do weekly. Follow me on Twitter at I Am Ball Hawk to make sure you always know when I drop an episode. I interact a lot on Twitter as well, so make sure you hit your boy up if you got any questions. Salute to my guy Chris White from the Sabre, always holding me down. Salute to everybody on the Sabre. Salute to everybody on 247. Also shout out to Jackie and her platform. Salute to them. And Locker Room Access, salute to them as well. Salute to anybody that show love, man. And anybody that show dislike or ain't they cup of tea, salute to you, man. You know, it's all love. Salute to you. When we see each other in person, we can still shake hands and embrace. You may think I'm fake or you don't like me. That's all good. We good. I get you a Petty Hawk shirt because you petty. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. All right, man. You know the motto, good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do. 115-41, man. Salute. Wahoos for life. We out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Interrupted by irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea? Xifaxan with an X may help. Xifaxan rifaximin is the number one prescribed treatment approved for adults with IBS-D. Visit Xifaxan.com/IBS-D for the PI or talk to your doctor. Don't use Xifaxan if you have a history of sensitivity to rifaximin, rifamycin antibiotic agents, or any components of Xifaxan. Tell your doctor right away if your diarrhea worsens while taking Xifaxan, as this may be a sign of a serious or even fatal condition. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, plan on becoming pregnant, are nursing, if you have liver disease, taking warfarin, or other medications. Some medications may increase the amount of Xifaxan in your body. Most common side effects are nausea and an increase in liver enzymes.
Xifaxan.